Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you at the bottom? I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wind. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
BS for Live and Direct on All Bars Radio. Give me 1 second. This is me at Brooklyn Black. We're here holding it down. Just getting some stuff in order with these downloads and everything.
Hey, you guys, you're now rocking with All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes, and my co-host at Angel Love Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Vibes, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black on air as well. Hello, you guys.
What's going on? I'm here. I'm just here making sure everything is copacetic as far as the technical everything that's going on, but I know you ladies have a great show tonight.
We definitely do. Where's Boss Vibes at? How you doing, Ma?
I'm bringing it up. Give me a second.
Okay, no problem. Yes, if you're tuning in tonight, we have a wonderful, wonderful lineup. We have a couple of people being interviewed by the lovely co-host at Angel Love Tweets. We also are going to get in on the topic sexuality and media. And when I say sexuality and media, I want to talk about as far as females and how we're so prejudged on our pictures, if it's not the Abbeys, it's the pictures that we post on Facebook, and, you know, or the pictures that we put on our Instagram, guys tend to, I guess, look at that and judge your whole character, automatically assume that you're this way and you're not. But I just wanted to ask Black, how do you feel about women and being prejudged by their pictures or any type of social network, you know, networking website?
Well, pretty much it's a double standard, because the same, you know, that same standard how women are supposed to be like, that was in place by men. And even though men, they like to see the scantily clad women posted everywhere, but they also put that double standard, oh, if she's scantily clad, you know, she's promiscuous, or if she has such a inappropriate name, it's she's, you know, she's loose or whatever. Like, it's men who did that because, you know, we were the ones who started with society, oh, women are going to be known to act like this, women are supposed to behave in a certain manner, and, you know, we guys, we're just supposed to like it in X, Y, Z, so they put that stuff out there. But I actually want to know what Ms. Angel thinks about it, though.
Actually, I just want to comment on that really quickly. You know, I feel like it's really messed up, though, that if you look at a picture and you see her with some, you know, a bathing suit on, she's at the beach, or she was on her way to the beach, so she took a picture before she got there, and, you know, she basically, you know, puts that on Instagram or tweet pics, and niggas be like, damn, like, she's, like, mad skankish, like, but how? You know, like, I'm on my way to the beach, like, that's crazy. But back to that, we definitely do have a couple of people coming up. I think Angel's mic still has a little bit of technical difficulties, but.
Nah, she's good. She's up.
Oh, you're here, Angel?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Hi, how are you guys?
Great.
Yeah, definitely we have a great lineup. Just like Nikki Barb said, tonight we have the famous Ronnie Rucker. Twitter page name is @BeneathRadio. We also have an artist named Dole, Twitter name @Dole_Bernays. And we also have a well-known DJ, DJ Mike Major from Jersey. So I'm really excited for them to come on.
That's dope. So what do you think about our topic for tonight, sexuality and media?
You know what? I think that is a very good topic for tonight. I think people need to be aware and, you know, the difference of what's considered, you know, slutty and what's considered non-slutty in the aspect of media. And I'm just really eager to hear what the callers have to say and, you know, what the panel has to say tonight, because I have lots and lots of, like, comments on that. And I'm ready. I'm ready whatever you are, Nikki.
I'm definitely ready as well. So I'm going to go ahead and play some music really quickly before our first interviewee comes on, Mr. Ronnie Rucker. And we'll definitely be back. You're rocking with Nikki Barbs, Boss Barbs, and Black, Brooklyn Black on All Barbs Radio.
Different mind frame. Niggas probably try to be your friend just to hit a sign. not G, not Chad to the G. I'm from Chicago with niggas real Rob Joe. No plug with the mob, you will get tied up. Even if you is plug, you will get tied up.
Tied up.
Barbs and Boss Vibes in the building, All Barbs Radio. Calling number is 347-857-4302. Call me up. Talk to me. Let me know how you're feeling today. How was the work day? Everything. Tonight our topic is, in case you forgot, is sexuality and media. So I just wanted to ask Boss Vibes really quickly. Let me ask you a question. When you see a guy's, Abby picture, let's use Twitter since we're always on it so much. As an example, when you see a male's Abby and he has his shirt off and he's showing off the pecs, you know what I'm saying, we a tattoo or a lot of tats, you know, what is your first assumption of that when you see that picture of him?
When I first see the picture of a guy, as far as, like, his upper body is concerned, you know, I'm interested. It makes me want to click on it and see what else, the guy is about. The thing that kind of turns me off is when the guys do the penis, avatars.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's really gross. Like, I can't have a conversation with you if a penis is staring me in my face. You know, and I actually had to tell several guys, like, look, you're going to have to change your avatar if we're going to have a conversation via Twitter, because I just feel like it's a dick in my face. Like,
yeah,
I just don't feel comfortable, you know. But as far as, like, them just showing up that pack, you know, once you get to know people, I just feel like the avatars is just an opening door, you know, because in reality, I'm not going to really talk to someone who I don't find attractive, you know,
mm-hmm.
versus someone who I think is nice looking and has a great upper body, whatever the case may be. I'm more likely to have a quicker conversation with them than someone who I normally wouldn't go for.
I hear that. Well, Black, so I never, like, okay, so for instance, I'm pretty sure you have a couple of followers, right, on your Twitter page that have you had a couple of people that you prejudged before you got to know them? Females, Black?
As far as, like, on Twitter, you can't really read into what's on Twitter because, you know, a girl, she can have a picture of an ass or, you know, cleavage all in the camera. And, you know, just to get the thirsty dude to hit her, hey, Ma, what's, you know, you look sexy, or, hey, Ma, you look good, and don't, you know what I'm saying? So, with me, it's just more like, yeah, sometimes I've been caught on, you late night looking, and I see a tweet after dark. I was like, oh, shit, she said that. I'm a follower. And then after a while, I forget, won't even tweet her, and then I'll fuck around and follow her. You know, but especially like Twitter and Facebook, you can't really go on that until you actually sit and talk with the, you know, you actually have a conversation with her, you know what I'm saying? Because the Twitter name and the Twitter heavy, that's all it is, you know what I'm saying? It's designed to have you, you know what I mean, designed to draw you into whatever to their timeline or whatnot. It's designed to do that. Now, the thing about it is, yeah, do go in there, no shirt on, pecs and shoulders all bulging. You know, yeah, women go like, oh, he's all muscular and yada, 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 and X, Y, Z. You know, but with women, it's more of a faux pas because, you know, classy women aren't supposed to be revealing themselves like that, or they're not supposed to be showing that type of skin or anything like that, you know. So that's why it's more of a faux pas as far as the women. Like, if a guy is naked and he's running around, it's comical, it's funny. But if a woman does it, oh.
That's the thing. That's the thing with me. You know, like, I feel like, yeah, like, it's more so whenever it comes down to men, he's not looked at as, like, well, in my experience, he's not looked at as, like a male whore trying to out seeking attention to get females to, you know what I'm saying, follow him per se or fuck with him, you know what I mean? Like, overall, like, when it comes down to the females, I feel like we're more, like, you know, our character gets defamated most likely. You know, but anyway, we're gonna definitely get back into that because I have a lot more to say. I would just like to introduce, well, have Ms. Buzzwiles actually introduce her first guest.
Yes, to all the listeners, I would like to welcome Mr. Ronnie Rucker at Beneath Radio. How are you, Mr. Rucker?
I'm crazy good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, first, I'd like to say on behalf of All Buzz Radio, we thank you for taking the time out to interview with us. And Nikki, do you have anything you want to say to him before we get started?
Do I have anything I want to say?
No, I was talking to Nikki.
Hello, everybody.
Nikki, do you have anything you want to say to him?
I just like to say, hey, how you doing, Ronnie?
What's up, girl? How's it?
Everything is good. Everything is good. I'm just so happy to speak to you once again.
Cool.
Thank you for being on All Bob's Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So, Mr. Ronnie Rucker, I have just a few questions. I don't really want to hold you too long. I know you're a very, very busy businessman. My first question is, how long have you been doing the concept blog radio?
Maybe, like, I'm going on 5 years now. Like, 5 years? Yeah.
That's a really long time. One thing that caught my eye when I was on your website, and for the listeners, he does have a website, is www.beneatheverything.com. You guys should check it out. The catchphrase, fuck you die, tell me more, because that was the first thing that caught my eye.
It's just something that I say to people that I like. Like, I've always been on this whole trip to, like, kind of flip the script on things. And I guess I have a foul mouth, and I contend that I'm only the meanest to the people that I like the most, and I don't know, I always see that kind of stuff as a term of endearment, so I just went with it. It's just something I say a lot. So if I tell you to fuck off and die or fuck you die, it just means I like you.
That's cool. So since we're on that topic, can you tell the listeners a little bit more about Beneath Everything and your website?
I do a show every week where all the music is picked by request or by the listeners, I guess. What I do is an audio show that comes out every week. You find it on iTunes and all the places where you can find that kind of stuff. While I'm recording that show, I also record a video component of it all. And it broadcasts on TV here in Hawaii, so I kind of do a TV show as well. I have guests on the show. I interview them via Skype and record the video, et cetera, and get them out there. We talk to all kinds of people. We've had bands. We've had authors. We've had master physicists. You know, we've had them all on.
That's awesome.
But, yeah,
so
that's what I do.
From Hawaii.
Music, yeah.
So you're from
yes.
Hawaii?
I do. I am.
So how's the weather there? Because in Maryland,
it's really hot here, so It's really hot. It's kind of gray today, but, you know, it's either that or it's really sunny and hot here.
Cool. And, of course, with every interview, I ask if there's anything that you can tell someone who wants to walk in your footsteps, any advice, what would you tell them?
To always think that you can do better and always strive to do better. And what would I tell somebody? Know that it's a cutthroat world out there, and that sometimes you have to not be nice to people because not everybody's nice to you. And just know that if you keep trying to do better, shit happens for you.
Well, my last question is, Mr. Rucker, tell the listeners what's up new for you and how to keep up with you.
How you can find me?
Yeah.
You can find me on, you can go to my blog, beneatheverything.com, and we update it all day. We do, like, album reviews and stuff like that. We feature, like, unsigned artists and stuff like that. You know, we accept tracks from everybody. You can take your requests there, et cetera. And you can follow me on Twitter. That's basically where I handle all my business. So that's at Beneath Radio. And, yeah, that's pretty much how you can get in touch with me. Everything's on the blog, beneatheverything.com, and you'll get everything there.
Amazing. Ms. Nikki, do you have anything you would like to add to the interview before I let Mr. Rucker go for the night?
Of course. I just like to thank him again because, you know, when I first got in contact with Mr. Rucker, I like kind of attacked him. I'm like, we're going to network, and I would treat you every single day until you network with me. And he was just like, okay. And I, like the very next day, like I was like, all right, daily tweet, let's network. And he was like, wow. So I actually had the pleasure of speaking to him and, you know, him giving me great advice because, you know, he actually started off on Blog Talk Radio doing what we're doing now. And he just gave me a lot of good advice as to keep going and, you know, don't stop here, look to further myself, you know, and I just really, really, you know, respect him and I appreciate him even coming on the show and sharing this information because it definitely was a lot of help to me.
Yes, and I will piggyback off of that. Just thank you very much for coming on. I actually took the time to, you know, check your website out, and I just think you're wonderful. Like, even with the fuck you die thing, that's just hilarious to me. And that's definitely something that I think, you know, would draw into Beneath Everything. And I just thank you for your time. And everyone, Mr. Ronnie Rucker, you can follow him on Twitter, at Beneath Radio. And if you have anything to say, Mr. Rucker, before you leave out?
If you're going to get into this, know that it's 24/7 and that if you're not thinking about it all the time, you're going to fail. You got to really grind. If you're not grinding, you're failing.
Exactly. Wow. To all the listeners, this was our first interviewee for the night, Mr. Ronnie Rucker, and I thank you for taking the time to call in, and you have an amazing night.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it a lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Boss Rob. You did a really wonderful job. Hand claps to you.
Thank you. That was
welcome.
Like, he's really dope. He's really dope. So thank you for, you know, reaching out to him and having him on here.
Definitely, definitely. What did you think, Black?
You know, everything he was saying was pretty much dead on because even when I started this, like, if it wasn't a 24-hour thing, like, if I wasn't constantly trying to find ways to expand the audience or just constantly finding ways to separate me from the others, you know, it was definitely going to be something to fail. So I definitely understand where he's saying you just got to grind and not stop. And it has to be a 24-hour thought process. Like, even when you sleep, you should be dreaming of certain guests to book on your show or certain music to play or, you know, it really does have to be a everyday, all-day thing. Like, for me, when I started, like, it was just a hobby, something to kill time, and it just became more of a full-time gig. So I definitely feel where he's coming from with it.
Yes, definitely. Oh, man. But do you have anything to say, boss?
I just want to comment on one thing that he did say. It's so ironic because me and Nikki had, we always talk daily, so world, you guys already know that. But me and Nikki actually had that conversation earlier, like, this is something that we live and we breathe, you know, and sometimes you have to say, fuck you, die, to other people.
Yes.
Because they may not see your vision, you know, so that was really great to hear. Someone who's been in it for a very long time to have that mindset, because it makes me feel better. It makes me not feel like I'm being, you know, like mean or being a bitch or whatever the case may be.
Exactly. And it was just so funny, right? Yeah, we definitely do live and breathe and eat this. Like, if, and to all my listeners out there, I actually got to enjoy my Memorial Day weekend with my co-host at Angel Love Suite. She came to visit me in New York. And I want to just have her tell the people how her experiences chilling with me and Nikki Barbs at the Barbs Mansion. How was it?
I had a ball. I've never been to New York, so, you know, me meeting up with Nikki was really, really fun. Despite the traffic patterns and despite the toll fees, I don't know where they're, like, taking all the money for, but I really enjoyed myself. I wish I had more time. And Black was a dear. He was a great gentleman throughout the whole trip, and we had a really good time. If you would like to see pictures live, you can, you know, go to Nikki's Instagram. I said it right this time. And you can see us live in action, kind of goofing off, you know, because it's real. Like, you know, this is what we do. We're willing to travel with each other and, you know, have each other's back. And she was a very, very great tour guide because she knows I'm, like, crazy when it comes to sensitive directions. We did not get lost at all. So shout out to Nikki Barbs at How's Your Head Game. If you ever visit in New York, she will be the first person at what tweet because she knows where the parties are. She knows where the people are. And I just had a ball, and I'll be back up there in June to kick it with my New York family.
Yes, most definitely. And yes, and, like, you know, when you definitely had a couple of New York dudes, like, who is that? Like, it's just like, wow. But it was so cool. Black, did you enjoy spending time with us at the Barbs Mansion?
Yo, man, listen. I had a ball and a half, you know, from the train station until me and the homie Hopper left. It was definitely a great Saturday, man. Like, it was just real cool, real relaxed. We you know, we had fun. We had a ball, and it was cool just listening to and talk with Angel and looking back on old YouTube videos and
oh my goodness. But you know what though, before you try to put me on blast, shout out to you were gonna put me on blast just now. I just wanna let everybody know, yes. Like, I've been on reality, like, TV show before, and they happened to find a video of me doing a beauty salon hair series, and which was, like, 4 years ago, and I kind of had the whole natural hair thing going with the straw set curls and the bang and the door knocker earrings, and Black, for some reason, thought that shit was so fucking funny. But how many views? So wait, but how many views does that one video have though?
That one video was over 3,000, I believe.
As over 3,000, so obviously with my little straw set curls, I was popping.
But you know, like I said, we just genuinely had a good time. You know, it was just generally a good time. And, you know, it was fun, and I can't wait to do it again, man.
Because you know how hard me and Angel go for this. Like, you know how hard we grind every single day. Every day, every hour, we're talking to each other on lunch breaks. We're talking to each other at, like, 8 a.m. I'm waking you guys up. Like, I call you every morning to just black. Like, you know, and you got to definitely know how much that we really, really go hard for this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I definitely seen all Barbs in action, you know. And I saw my old two eyes. I seen the grind. I seen the back and forth business calls, back and forth texts. Like, it was definitely a cool thing. And what was real dope about it was they were working on all Barbs stuff, and I'm working on everything pregame radio because I had a show that night, you know. So everybody was just working, and it just, you know, we was just meshing. Like, it was all harmonious. There was no BS, no nothing. Like, we had to go somewhere. All right, boom, let's go. We went, did our 1-2 thing, set piece, came back. You know, it was just a great fluid motion.
Yes. Yeah, so I was just happy to have you guys, you know, amongst me in action. And I was definitely, you know, able to get my work done, get a lot of work done, and go over a lot of different things to further all Barbs and the business and everything that we're trying to do, you know, for everybody out there that is tuning in and, you know, for all of our supporters. And we mainly do this for our kids and our families and stuff. Like, so, you know, definitely keeping them in mind when we are grinding and doing self-investments with the company and the business and taking the time to go out in the field and, you know, get things done and go out there, hand out business cards, network, you know, just it takes a lot of hard work and dedication. And if you really want to do it, like Mr. Ronnie Rucker said, like, and Angel, like, just do it. You gotta live it. So
exactly.
Definitely also want to give a couple of shouts out to, like, Miss Dawn. I hope she's listening. She did tell me she was tuning in. Some Twitter people, you know, I have a couple of people I want to definitely give shouts out to, like the real Amethyst. Kisses to her. She should be listening right now. And just a whole bunch of other couple of people. Oh, yeah, shout out to The Real Rampage. I don't know if you know who that is, but y'all definitely going to, like, see a lot more of him and a lot of me working with him. And I just would like for Black to let the people know, like, the good news for me and who he is.
We're going to tell you y'all making me seem all old and shit.
Oh, please. God.
For those who don't know, Rampage is a member of the Flipmo Squad, you know, with Busta Bus, Rod Digger, Split Star, you know. So back in, like, mid-late 90s, he had an album out, a couple of, you know, a couple of dope tracks. He was also featured on the Flavor in Your Air remix with, you know, Biggie, Busta, LL Cool J, Diddy. You know, he was on that track, too, and that was a real monumental track, because that just showed a whole bunch of New York rappers just collaborating, getting together, which was almost unheard of back in that day, because in the business it was just so cutthroat. So for them to come out with an album and all the artists from NYC and they all collaborated, it was definitely dope. And of course, Rampage is representing Brooklyn, one of the greatest cities ever. So definitely big shout out to him and the whole Flipmo Squad. Hopefully, you know, you guys get him on the show and be something epic.
Oh, he's actually going to be on the show. Yes, he's definitely going to be on the show. I'm actually, you know, in the middle of just getting, you know, everything that I need for him to be on the show. Definitely. He just, you know, wanted me to shout him out and to let the people know that he definitely will be on All Barbs Radio. We got a lot of things in motion. We're doing a lot of different things. So I'm kind of proud of myself, too, that I even got as far as that type of a connection with Flipmo Squad. I definitely, you know, look up to Busta Rhymes and, you know, and everybody. So that's cool. Just want to ask Ms. Boss Barbs, you know, the latest updates on us all Barbs.
Pretty much everything's the same. We have something coming up in August. It's going to be a big basketball tournament with we're collabing with Ed One Ray-Ban. Shout out to him. We're going to do a food drive in November in the DMV area and in the New York area, as well as a toy drive for the unfortunate children in December as well. We're making moves. We'll be going to Atlanta, myself and Nikki Barb, to meet up with a few magazine companies. They want to interview us and kind of learn about the business and want to network. And then in July, I'm going to Miami. I had three venues to look at because I'm thinking about opening up a store, because we do sell T-shirts. If anyone is interested in one, they can DM at How's Your Head Game, or they can DM myself, Angel Love Sweets, for more information. Definitely show your support, because we're making moves.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much, Boss Barb. Salute. And I definitely want to get in, because we definitely have our next interview, Dole, Mr. Dole in the building.
Is Mr. Dole here?
He is.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you.
Yeah,
Y'all can hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you. Hey, what's up? This is nothing. This is Nikki Barbs. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem. So I'm going to let you get started.
Hi, Mr. Dole. This is Boss Barbs. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? You sound so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Hey.
Right. So first, I want to know, and I'm pretty sure the listeners want to know where you're from. So could you let us know, you know, where Dole is from?
I'm from Uptown in the Bronx, man. Shout out
to
the Bronx.
Right. Stand up. Yes.
All
where
right.
You from?
I'm from Maryland, actually.
You're from Maryland?
I am.
You like my music?
I do, actually. We're going to talk about that because it's one track in particular that like I really like. So we're going to get to that. My next question is, how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music since I was like 14. Like
really?
I've been rapping, writing all my life, but like going to the studio, trying to make tracks and shit since I was like 14.
That's crazy. That's real dope. Tell me about Wrong Turn into Yesterday. What's that all about? Let the listeners know what that mixtape is all about.
That was basically me. I grew up a lot. I made a mixtape before that, the Laundry Day shit. That was basically just freestyle. And I wanted to put something together more like an album. I wanted people to have one whole mood of me, go through everything that I go through. And that's basically what it was. It was basically like, I never used to take the ratchet serious. I was really doing whatever I wanted to do out here, and I started taking it more serious. So I wanted people to know I could actually put a whole project together that'll sound like an album and then give it out for free. That's basically what I was trying to do.
It's definitely dope. My favorite is Broke Tonight. So can you let the listeners know exactly what inspired you to make that particular song? Because that one's really dope.
Oh, that was really a club night. It was actually a club night. I was coming through from the studio, and we were going to the club, and I told them, like, yo, all I want to do tonight is go broke. I just want to have fun. And then we was in the studio. We was like, yo, make it a song. So I made it a song. That's really how it happened.
Dope.
I really
dope
made it
because
so that I could play it in the club. I wanted to play it in the club that night. I needed a club song.
It's definitely dope because I like to drink and I like to party, so I definitely enjoy that one. Do you have anything to say to the listeners where they can listen to your music, where they can find you, et cetera?
Yeah, definitely. Hit me up on Instagram at Dole_Benaze. Same thing for Twitter. On Facebook, you can hit me up, Dole Benaze. You know, the mixtape's on atpiff.com. YouTube me, Dole Benaze. I got DoleBenaze.com. Just Google me, basically. I'll pop up everywhere. I got
exactly.
A new mixtape coming this winter, Buried in Gold. That's my next mixtape.
Definitely. I actually enjoy your music, so when that one drops, just, you know, send me a mention. I'll definitely support it. Before I let you go, I just want to give Nikki a chance to say, you know, anything she would like to say to you, any questions that she may have.
Yes. You already know. BX stand up all day, so I'm definitely a supporter because that's where I'm from. I definitely, you know, just want to shout out to you and keep making the good music, and I'm so happy that my bro, you know, I am motivated, and Mr. Ant Lab, you know, I'm really happy that he even sent you my way. So I'm definitely a big supporter of you. Definitely supported that album, too. Like, I had to purchase it to download it, but it's all love. And I support those, you know, who definitely have good music. So definitely be rocking out to that and my little iPod. But I just want to know real quick, like, can I hear something? Can I hear, like, a quick freestyle before you go?
Oh, of course you can hear freestyle. That's always proper.
Thank you. Let's get it.
I said, yo. In scene two, that's money murder, that's mayhem. But with the pump, I'm front line. I'm straight hand. I aim and dump nines by lunchtime. Let's play, fam. I'm cuddling up the evening. squeezing like spray cans. My eyes ain't deceiving. My brother light in a cage, man. Pray before I'm sleeping. I'm saying that was my main man. Life changed, man. That wasn't part of this game plan. Put your face in a noose, nigga. Play hangman. I'm the same man. Different views in the shorter fuse. Can't be life, man. My right hand on the morning news. Day and night, fam. I write grams on the fucking truth. Made my way of life. Bring my life to the fucking booth. Told them I don't see the light. Said the path is up to you. Shot served you right. You lucky you could get up and move. But I can, mama, and I'm still the man, mama, go with ball flow. My nigga, they won't jam on you. Go get your father, though. Niggas put hands on you. Know how to solve it, though. Kill your bill, land on you. Those shots like improv, he ain't planting on you. Light fragrance. Let him rock. Oh, my manager said I can't rap, man.
That's definitely dope. We appreciate it. Tell them thank you for letting you give that to us. Well, there you have
definitely,
it.
Man. Yo, shout out to All Balls Radio, man. This is Ed Live. I mean, this is a Fidoli Bernays. Make sure y'all follow my artists. What's going on? Shout out to you too, Vicky. Thanks for having us on the show.
You're welcome. And I just want to say to you too, like, definitely stand behind him 100% because he's definitely a really big investment in my eyes. And a lot of my staff and panels, we definitely agree. So, and I'm definitely, I'm in the midst of, I'm getting ready to go into one of his tracks. One of his tracks I will definitely be playing today and as well as Thursday because, you know, my Thursday show is artist rotation. But thank you again. And you guys.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dome, and feel free to mention me and add me and let me know when you have some performances. I'll definitely come out and support.
All right, thank you. I'm going to definitely mention you right now. Hope y'all don't forget me.
All right, looking forward to it.
No, we're not going to forget you. I'm from the fucking Bronx.
Right. Exactly. Well, thank you so much for coming. Enjoy your night.
All right, have a good night, ladies.
All right, good night.
Good night.
That was so, so dope. What you think about that, Black?
Freestyle was pretty dope, you know, from what I heard. And, you know, I'm actually anxious to see what he got as far as the track. So once that's up and ready, you know, we get into it, we spin it, and see what they're talking about. Because I know Angel said she had a song that she liked, and you know, it's real rare to hear her say that she actually likes a song from a New York artist. So I'm real anxious to see what this is we're getting into in a little bit.
Yes, definitely. Do you have any shout-outs, Buzz Bob, you want to get to, you know, some of your fans out there? I know you got them, girl.
I just want to shout out, I'm not really sure if I'm saying her name right, but Miss Sexy A, is that how you say her name, Nikki? You know, Miss A, yes, that's my girl. I met her up there with them as well. I just want to shout her out. I just want to shout out to all my followers, all my fans who have, you know, supported my movement and who continues to keep me motivated every day. Shout out to all the girls that are active in the team. I really do appreciate it. And, again, shout out to Nikki Barks herself because she is, like, my left side of my brain. You know, when it's not working, I know I can just call her and she can just put it back together for me. And that really means a lot to me. And, of course, shout out to the most handsome Brooklyn Black. You know, that's pretty much it. I'm ready to get into a song if you are, Miss Nikki.
I'm definitely ready to get into a song. Shout out to my boo, too, the real Amethyst. Like, she's online. Yay. Yes, let's get into a song, Black. Let me hear something good. If Dole is ready, let's play that.
Well, I'm still when it's still up a little like this joint takes forever, so it's got to be hot, I'm telling you. But I got something for y'all. Just for y'all. We'll be right back.
Back like I never left. Open door. Damn. So beautiful. I saw you at a party. You were looking good. I saw
saw you looking at me, thinking that I should come over, get a dance, then leave with your number. The way you did it on me really made me wonder if you had a man, if you would approve every single thing that I'm doing to you. But that would be his issue, he would have to miss you. I want to take you home and sip on some Patron. Damn, girl, you're beautiful. Even from behind, I whisper in your ear, I gotta make you mine. The DJ's on the mic, saying that it's time. So I rub you from your neck, straight down to your spine. You say, do you want me well, what you have in mind? You said, do I want you well, tell me what you like. I like your face down,
ass up, pillow bar.
I know you like that shit. Once I come over, you gon' get this dick. I know you like that shit. Once I come over, I'ma eat your shit.
I thought you should know that when I come over, girl, you on my drink and I don't wanna be sober. It's on, baby, it's on. So we can skip the pleasantries and head straight to the bed. Girl, I give amazing dick and eat that pussy well. It's on, baby, it's on. I thought you should know.
She said you can't come over if you really want some, but I just don't want some, I want the whole thing. You told me you're a singer, well I wanna hear you sing. Work on your vibrato, see how far you ring. Said are you gon' let me, say baby do your thing. You said baby come over, said girl I'm coming over. I said I'm gon' make you come, I'm gon' give you some. I'ma take you on this mic D-Day, show you things my way. Start off with some foreplay, then we start the gunplay. I know you like that shit, now let me start that shit.
I thought you should know, when I come over, girl you want my drink and I don't wanna be sober. It's on, baby it's on. So we can skip the pleasantries and head straight to the bed. Girl, I give amazing dick and eat that pussy well. It's on, baby, it's on. I thought you should know. Yeah, I thought you should know.
Hey, yo, Mike, you ain't have to do them like this.
Yeah.
Nice in the building. Baby girl so perfect, every minute you worth it. Louis, Gucci, Coochie, Dooney, be comforting your purses. Got you in your mindset from the chorus to the verses. Give you just what you want, cause baby you deserve it. I thought you should know, I like the way you're moving. You stay up on your grind, you kill it how you do it. And baby girl is fine, watch her walk and people movements. My shorty is a dime times two win. I treat her like my drink though, I pour out, I sip slow. I gotta rent her Vickies while I'm in my dick. She whispered in my ear like, daddy, can you dick me? And then I let her grind on me. Pretty Ricky.
I know you like that shit. Once I come over, you gon' get this chick. I know you like that shit. Once I come over, I'ma eat your shit.
You should let me spread them legs. Looking at that kitty make me lick my lips. Yeah, and I'ma do that shit. I might have for you a fix and let me work that.
You should know that when I come over, girl, you want my drink and I don't wanna be sober. Yeah. So we can skip the pleasantries and head straight to the bed. Girl, I give amazing dick and eat that pussy well.
Number one goal, cash getting so low. I'm just trying to make it. Nothing handed out, so I gotta take it. Rushing you niggas, like I call the blitz. Try and stir the game up, nest quick. Going all out, best trick. Here to stay, I hope you get the message. My crew, realest niggas in the room. You only live once, the number one is you. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. At night we get white boy wasted. White boy wasted. At night we get white boy wasted. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. At night we get white boy wasted. Pass the bottle, I'm trying to get it in. Out here drinking like a fish, I hope that you can swim. Women hanging off my arms like a new jacket. In the telly cut her up like Hugh Jackman. Wolverine, you know the deal. Tell your friend that she can join so I know it's real. It's my year, living the high life. In my zone, twilight. Yeah, we on the road like new tires. Y'all niggas suck, vampires. Back away, cause the niggas still shining bright. Fuck around and get left, my niggas try and get it right. I'm double knot, you kinda tight. Bars like a Klondike. Shawty give me a head, I just say get in my mind right. Fired in the steward, it's the shit like manure, bitch. Rolling in the whip, rims bigger to the hook and shit. My crew, realest niggas in the room. You only live once, the number one is you. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Ain't that we get white boy wasted. White boy wasted. Ain't that we get white boy wasted. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Ain't that we get white boy wasted. Straight shot, no ice. Drinks on the house, satellite. Cool, I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Every night in the club, white boy wasted. Getting fucked up, hell nah, I ain't chasing. Living life fast, hell nah, I ain't pacing. Shooting for the stars, call me Big Dipper. Trying to take off like the clothes on a stripper. Only thing that matters is the color of a lizard, green. Get it, then I'm sharing with my team. If it's mano, imano, I'm going at your sling. Niggas try and block like a wide receiver screen. Could never hold me down, I'ma shine like Sheen. Never will I lose, niggas getting demolished. But they don't understand, like niggas speaking Ebonics. Till I'm going at your ass like new jeans in a wallet. My time, no excuse. Going at niggas' heads, shampoo. Remember when my days was great, no goose. Till I let the light in, sunroof.
Yes, you're definitely back. Tuning into All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, and the lovely, sexy voice, calm voice, Southern Belle, and Angel Love Tweets. I can't be so more happier to have a co-host like her and a business partner on of All Barbs. Ladies, hit us up to join All Barbs. It's definitely a great female movement, positivity. As you can see, we're making moves. We're doing a whole bunch of things. And if you are part of the team, you are definitely included. So please hit us up. Mention me at How's Your Head Game. And also mention me at, you know, at Angel Love Tweets, which is Boss Barbs. We definitely want to have our next guest come on. This is one of my personal friends. He's a really big DJ. I actually do a lot of promotion for him. I am all the way Team Mike Major. So I definitely want to have him come on. He's in the building. Mike Major, what's going on? Is Mike here?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, how you doing, Mike? How you doing?
I'm good, Tish. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. I'm just happy to have you on All Barbs Radio. Thank you.
No, thank you. I appreciate you guys, giving me some time to spend with you guys and you know, the wonderful people that you have as an audience. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. So I'm definitely going to let Miss Boss Barbs go ahead and get a crack in with this interview.
Okay,
exactly. Hi, DJ Mike Major. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've been waiting, you know, to do your interview because I'm really, like, excited. I've been reading your information from off your webpage, and let's just go ahead and get into it. So my first question is, when did you decide to start DJ in 2009? Like, what was the inspiration around that time?
It was crazy because it's been something I've always wanted to do, you know. And, you know, of course, when you DJ, you know, there's a lot of finance involved that a lot of people don't think about in terms of, you know, getting your equipment and getting your laptop and, you know, all the things that surround, you know, getting started, you know what I mean? So, you know, it was kind of off and on. And then, you know, I ain't going to lie to you, I took my whole income tax check and I bought all of my equipment and, you know, I started learning from there. So, you know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I still had the opportunity to, you know, kind of fulfill a dream of mine.
That's awesome. It's definitely about investing in yourself, so that's really good to hear, you know, someone else do that. I read that you used to listen to music from the 70s and the 80s, so who in particular did you like or inspired you to do DJing?
Well, it's crazy. I was, you know, my parents are still relatively young. I'm 34. You know, my parents, my dad just turned 54 a month ago, and, you know, my mom just turned 53, so you know, they had me when they were 20 and 19, respectively. So, you know, growing up with my parents, I was fortunate to always have a two-parent home. And, you know, they listened to a lot of Marvin Gaye and a lot of, you know, a lot of old-school music, Smokey Robinson, you know, Gap Band. You think all of the old-school artists. But in terms of DJing, you know, my main inspirations are, you know, DJ Premier, Dr. Dre, Swizz Beatz. And it's crazy because I actually grew up with Swizz Beatz, which is funny.
You did? That's awesome.
Yeah, I actually grew up with Swizz Beatz right on Boston Road. His mom actually used to babysit me, you know, after school. So it was kind of funny that that he's, of course, the mega DJ producer that he is. And now I'm kind of trying to follow those footsteps a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she's from my hometown. I'm from Baltimore. So definitely, you know, big shout out to her. She was a very phenomenal woman.
Okay.
My next question is in regards to some of the work that you do. I just want to let the people know, because my host is from the Bronx, she would love to hear this, that Mike Major did his club debut in Club 11 in 2010.
Yeah.
So that's a great form of information to know. So what I would like to know is, can you tell the listeners about the Matrix Studios and a little bit about what you do there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the Matrix Studios is a broadcasting network that's run by my big brother. So shout out to DWI, you know, Big Vaughn and everyone over at the Matrix Studios. And they've been around for, you know, 11 or 12 years, and they have a variety of shows that range from gospel shows on Sunday right through informative shows like a show that I'm on tomorrow called DWI Major Moderation, where we kind of get into society's issues, you know, different topics for the week. We talk a little bit of sports. We get into sex and relationships the last hour. So that goes down from 12 to 4 each and every Wednesday. But I believe as of yesterday, there are 23 shows. So it's something that he's been building for, you know, like I said, the last 11 to 12 years. He's had some mainstream talent, a lot of talent that people see every day before they were, you know, before they, you know, they became who they are now. You know, we had people like J. Cole and Maino. We actually have Michael Jackson's pops up there at the Matrix Studio. So there's a lot of great people. Lazy Bone has been in there. So, I mean, I can go on and on with the amount of people that they have up there, but it's a very prestigious broadcasting network.
Great. I'm definitely going to tune in because I'm just eager to hear what you guys have to say. You know, I just feel like in this industry we should support each other and kind of, you know, help each other out and show support. So I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Next question is, what can we expect in the future from you? Do you have any important dates coming up, any important events? Let the world know.
Well, yeah, I got a couple of actually I actually just got a weekly situation over at Club Heat, which is actually, it's funny you mentioned Club 11. Club Heat is maybe a quarter of a mile around the corner from Club 11 over 405 Hunts Point Avenue in the Bronx. So I'm there every Friday with my homie Game. He's a promoter, so shout out to Game. So we'll be doing that every Friday. Just for people who may want to come by, it's free before 12. They have 2-for-1 drink specials, and I'm on the set all night from 10 to 4. So I have that going on each and every Friday. I'm making a Bay Area trip from June 22nd to the 26th, where I'll be doing an event an event called Art Monsters, and it's with Sassy Girl Tees, the major T-shirt company out there in the Bay Area. So shout out to Kiana, shout out to Marna, her name is Rockwell on Twitter. So shout out to them. I'll be doing an event there June 23rd in San Francisco. And then 2 days later, we'll cross the other side of the bridge and we're going to do an event. It's called a Moodality Mixer. It's pretty much like a networking event for Jeezy Photos. And I'll be doing that June 25th out there. So, you know, those are a couple things that I have going on. I'll be hosting an independent artist showcase the last Thursday of every month starting in June, where we'll be able to get independent artists who may have some talent that hasn't been looked at by the mega powers of the radio, such as the Hot 97 and the Power 105. So we'll be able to get some independent artists on there every last Thursday of the month. And that goes down at the Pyramid Lounge in the Bronx, 3825 White Plains Road in the Bronx. So I'll be doing that. And then in July, I have one booking set up already where I'm doing an all-white affair at the lounge on 243rd and Broadway. The address there is 4685 Manhattan College Parkway. That's right next to Manhattan College. And, you know, it's all white affair, so, you know, you better get grown in Texas. You got a month and a half, 2 months to get your all white outfit together. And we're going to turn it up and have a good time.
Exactly. So if you missed all of that, listeners, you can follow him on Twitter at DJ Mike Major. And I just want to take the time out to thank you for coming on the show. And any of those things, you can just forward to me, and I would love to come support you in your event. And I just want to pass it to Nikki to see if Nikki may have anything she would like to add to the interview before we let you go.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, definitely. I definitely do want to add something and take this, you know, this caller calling in. But Mike Major, you already know what it is. I'm Team Mike Major. Anything you need me to do, I'll do it for you because I'm definitely a supporter. I've definitely been rocking out with the Matrix Studios from day one. They're actually right near my house. So any of my callers that are listening that know where I stay out in the Bronx and you are serious
exactly,
about music,
yeah,
just hit me up. And, you know, I definitely can. These are my peoples right here. And they have, like, over, like, a million viewers online, live stream, Ustream. So shout out to you, Mike Major. I'll definitely be keeping in touch. Thank you again.
Real quick, Tish. I'm sorry. I got to tell people real quick because I want to make sure people understand when you say that your Team Mike Major, I got to let people know that before I started, you know, being fortunate enough to get a lot of these bookings, you know, I met Tish before I even did my first official videos event when you came through with Quan Lee and came through with Party of the God on that New Year's Eve 2010, and we rocked out all day. Absolutely. So you've kind of seen me grow through the entire process, and I appreciate your support, you know, greatly from
thank
that time
you.
And to now. So I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And, you know, you see me grow from then exactly up until what I'm doing now. Look at me now. Hey.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Mike Major. I'm definitely going to take this caller. Last four digits are 3128. You are live on air. Oh, I'm sorry, 3182. You are live on air with me, Nikki Barbs, on All Barbs Radio.
Hi.
Hey. Can you tell the callers who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes. John, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Hey! Definitely, thank you for calling in, love. How's your night going?
Pretty good. Just inspired about hearing some of, you know, his stories and you guys talking online. It's getting me real over here. I'm excited that you guys, you know, got to experience this new life and things like that. So I'm just up back here chilling, listening to what you guys are saying. It's, you know, relevant to what I do and how I, you know, up came to not being where I am now.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna let Ms. Boss Bobs, you know, go ahead and ask you a question on our topic tonight.
Okay.
First I want to say thank you for calling because I'm from Baltimore, so it's good to hear DMV call in and represent. So shout out to DMV. Our topic for tonight is media and gender stereotyping, where, you know, Nikki had a question where as though she wants to know, how do our listeners and our viewers feel about certain things that they see in avatars or on Facebook as far as people pose a need or whatever the case may be. So do you feel as though women are ridiculed quicker than guys are when it's in that aspect of gender stereotyping?
I will quickly answer that, and I will say yes. Women are always, and this is in my book, and I've traveled the world. I've seen things that most people my age have not seen, and I say yes to that strictly because it's just like when, you know, when you guys are in high school and you have this guy who sleeps around with so many females, and he's considered what, the quote, pimp. But then you have this female who's doing the same thing that the guy is doing, and she's considered a what, quote, hoe. Mm-hmm. And so I really do think that women are pressured and beat down because of the things that they choose to do. But at the end of the day, we have to realize that men do the same thing. And I know you guys mentioned, you think I'm taking sides with women and men because I'm a homosexual. At the end of the day, I don't, because men, even though men can be the backbone of the society sometimes, men always get the fame. They always get the fame for the things they do. They have, you know, nice clothes. They got all the females. They did this. They did that. Females are always, almost always, 100% of the time, you know, singled out because of the things that they choose to do. And that is why females have to be more respectable of their body and more respectable of the decisions that they want to make. Because if you are respectable and respectful, then nobody can single you out from the social media. Just like on social media, you have females posing with their boobs out. You have females posing with, you know, bikinis on and things like that. And guess what? It's always a problem. But when males do it, they pose no t-shirts. They pose with their boxers hanging off their waistline so you can see their, you know, their prints or whatever, you know. So men are always, you know, given the opportunity to say, oh, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool, but females aren't. And so, yes, I strictly say 100% women are always, almost 100% of the time, you know, bashed for the things that they want to do, but men do it too. And so as females, you guys have to just basically step up your respectable level. You guys have to be respectful, young ladies. Don't take pictures of your boobs and put them on Facebook. That's the only reason why you're getting 300 likes. You're not getting 300 likes because of your looks or your personality. You're getting likes because they see boobs. And guess what? The only reason why I will never put a new picture of me up on Facebook or Twitter is because that picture can circulate so many miles from where you are. People can save it to their computers, send it to friends, post it on World Stop Hip Hop, post it on Twitter, post it on Facebook, Tumblr, and guess what? You have no control now over what people see because it's already out into the universe. And so I think women just have to be more respectable. You know, we have some respectable women, and I admire that you're respectable, and I'm pretty sure that you would not put things, you know, pictures of your body up on Facebook, and that's how all women have to see themselves this time. And I don't want to offend any of the listeners, but women, just be more respectable. Be more respectful. Don't tweet pictures to your boyfriend. No, send the naked pictures. You know, I've always come to the term, it's, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So if he wants to see what you have in your pants before he sees your heart, then honestly, I must say that that relationship shouldn't go. That's just strictly
Thank
me.
You. Thank you so much. You just gave so much positive feedback and energy, and I definitely do appreciate it. So shout out to you. Thank you. I'm just going to go ahead and take this next caller. You're definitely live on All Barbs Radio with Nikki Barbs. Caller, last four digits, 0202.
Hey, Twitch, this is Dawn, owner and upcoming executive director of Hype Program. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Hi, Dawn.
I was hearing the subject, and I agree a little bit with what the guy, the other gentleman that was just on there was talking about, but I also think that as long as we're being respectful and sexy, sexy and whorish is two different things. And I feel as long as we're sexy, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, I definitely do agree with you, Ms. Dawn. It is what it is, you know. We have to always accept prejudgment, you know. Everybody's always judging the book, you know, by its cover before even opening up to read it, you know. Some people are even just looking at the type of face you make and judging that off of your character. But I definitely do believe that there is a line between, you know, sexy and going into the whole XXX watchy feel for us women. And, you know, I know you know, you're a woman yourself, and, you know, you have chicks. Have daughters that are grown, that are teenagers, you know, like, how do you feel, you know, what would be something that you would say to them, you know, as far as their, you know, their appearance and everything coming up in the society?
I have two daughters, they're twins, they're 15, they're at that peer pressure age, And I always tell them to be respectable. You can be cute, you can be fashionable like all other girls, but to also respect your body, because there's a lot of media, there's a lot of things on TV that's showing our girls, our young teens, that the way to get things in life is with your body, and that's not so, because once you hit that certain age, that age line where things start to sag and they're not popping as well and the wrinkles and stuff start setting in, it's like, well, then you go on. So I always tell my daughters, I buy them fashionable clothes. Both of them have bodies, but they carry themselves as young ladies.
Yes, definitely. Boss Bob, do you have anything to add to that with Ms. Dawn?
Well, first, I would like to say welcome to the show, Ms. Dawn. Thank you for calling in. Ms. Dawn is a very, very... Thank you. Ms. Dawn is very important to me and Nikki Bars, because she will be doing things with the All Bars movement in the future, so definitely shout out to her. But as far as, like, the two callers, you know, as far as the gentleman that came on, my standpoint is your pictures are your property, and knowing that when you put up pictures of yourself, you have to mentally prepare yourself for whatever happens. Now, with me saying that, being a woman, you should embrace your beauty. So if that particular woman feels like she wants to embrace her beauty in a sexual manner, who are we to judge? No one's perfect. Everyone kind of does their own thing, you know. And it's kind of unfair to the females because, you know, the males do it all the time. I mentioned before, you know, I've had to tell guys, like, look, if you want to talk to me, you know, be asked for the please change your avatar. It's all on who you want to follow. If you don't like what you see, click the unfollow button. But don't prejudge before you get to know a person.
Exactly. And women have always been judged. I mean, even from back in our parents' time, women have always been judged and always been called whores, and don't even know that the people that are judging them, they have more going on education-wise and a lot of other things than them themselves. But it's a judgmental thing, and I think that's going to be forever. But they have men now. They have them, you know, with their pants hanging, and you can see their V-line and all that, and they're never called whores, male whores. They're always called sexy. I think that's real unfair.
It is. It definitely is unfair. And, I mean, a lot of this topic does come from, you know, personal things. You know, like I said, like, you know, for instance, you know, everybody knows who follows me. Y'all all see the pictures that I post. I mean, some of you guys were, you know, have judged me. That's fine. Some of you guys are most likely quick to judge or, you know, want to assume. But, I mean, it is what it is. When I do put my pictures up there, I'm not trying. You know, a lot of females would put their, you know, avatar picture up there for attention. And that's not my, you know, like, that's not my goal. I mean, regardless if I put a picture up with me and, like, a mask on, a Halloween mask on, or, you know, like a masquerade type ball mask on, I mean, I'm still going to get, you know, the type of response that I'm going to get. And then, of course, you know, everybody knows my Twitter name, you know, at How's Your Head Game. And, I mean, of course, like, within the male, you know, population, like, that my name is just, like, she must be this or she must be that. But thank you for calling so much, Ms. Dawn. I definitely do want to get into the next caller. You know, yeah, thank you so much. You're welcome. All right, let me look over here at my switchboard. Yes, definitely. Like, the next caller that is on deck is last four digits, 9329. You're live on air with Nikki Barbs All Radio.
What up, though?
Hey.
You all right?
I'm good. How are you? Can you let the callers know and the listeners know who you are and where you're from?
J.H. all day, 247, Detroit, Michigan. In God's hands.
That's what's up. So I know you've been listening. So what do you have to say on this topic that we're talking about right now?
I think you good, yo. Just do. Forget what anybody else think, yo.
I really don't. I mean, you know, I'm good. Like, just, I mean, my picture and my you know, my Twitter name has nothing to do with my work ethics. It has nothing to do with me being such an influenced person, you know, influential person. It has nothing to do with me doing anything that I do in you know, in my life. So,
in reality, that ish ain't slowing down nothing, right?
It's really not. So, but I mean, because I expect it. So that's why I'm not mad. I can't get mad at it. But definitely thank you for calling and speaking with me and telling me a little bit, you know, about the topic. I'm definitely going to go ahead and take the next caller. Last four digits, I'm sorry, is 9595. Your last four digits.
Hey, what's good? What's up with it?
Hey, how you doing, Q? Let the listeners and the callers know who you are from.
Already, this your boy Smooth the Dude, straight out of Arkansas, 501 area. What's up with y'all, man? You know I had to call and check in.
Thank you so much. How you doing, Mr. Arkansas? Can you say the word accent for me again? You know.
I knew that was coming soon. Yeah, y'all want to hear my accent, huh? My accent is the Southern swag. You hear me?
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. You know, Boss Bob, do you want to say anything to our favorite Twitter person that always supports us?
Smooth the Dude, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I can't complain.
Yeah.
I told y'all I was gonna call in or
whatnot,
so I had to. What'd you say, Mom?
That's cool. So Nikki and myself have an amazing topic that we're touching on, media and gender stereotyping. So what do you feel about that? Like, do you feel as though that women are subjective to bashing because of the photos that they, you know, put up versus men? Like, we would like to hear from you. What's your opinion?
Okay. Well, like I said, appreciate y'all having me on. And on that topic, I think really, I mean, it's all on how that lady carries herself, if you feel what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it's tasteful ways to do everything. You know what I'm saying? Some people think Playboy not tasteful. You know, some people think it is. So it's all on really that person, male or female, you know, and how they carry themselves on the outside. I mean, if you portraying yourself and you put yourself out there, you really can't be mad or just, you know, hateful or that, you know, you're going to have some idiots that are going to come at you wrong, you know what I'm saying? But if you handling and carrying yourself like a lady or a true gentleman, you're going to know how to differentiate yourself from bullshit people that's going to come at you wrong, and you're going to know how to weave and, you know, put yourself in a better position where you don't even have to deal with those types of folks. I mean, because like I say, it is tasteful ways to do some of those hardcore and raunchy pictures, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they've been doing it for years.
Right. I definitely do agree with what you're saying. You know, I mean, like I said again, this topic, you know, it's kind of personal because, like, you know, I thought about it because, like, I'm, you know, for me, you know, me just having the Twitter name that I have and, you know, the type of hobbies that I post, I mean, it's easy for it to all get misconstrued, you know, with me as a person, but, you know, I just want to know how others feel about it because I always feel like us women are just targeted and just always be judged. But thank you so much for calling in. You are such a great person.
Let me say one thing. When you go to sleep at night, you going to sleep, you know what I'm saying, with yourself. You closing your eyes and it's just you. So as long as you can accept it and deal with it yourself, go on and do you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't, don't worry about what the next man's saying because, I mean, you know, even Jesus got judged and got stoned and cast away, you know what I'm saying? So, and look at him. So, you know, I mean, I ain't trying to get religious, but, you know, that's a whole nother twist to the whole topic that y'all talking about tonight.
Exactly. But thank you so much. I definitely want to get to this next caller. Last four digits is 7493. You're live on air with Nikki Barbs.
Yo. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. Can you definitely let the callers and the listeners know who you are and where you're calling from?
Well, this is Style Gentleman from New York City.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. Who am I speaking to?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, who am I speaking to?
Oh, you're definitely speaking with me, Nikki Barbs, Al Jahad Game, and my lovely co-host over here, Miss Boss Barbs. Where you at?
There
I'm
you
here.
Go.
How are you?
Okay.
That's good.
So I finally get to hear that voice.
You finally, yes, you finally do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about the topic?
What topic is that?
Media and gender stereotyping versus as far as, like, women and how they're bashed for different pics
that they put up or how they portray themselves in music videos versus how men get, you know, don't get that type of treatment? Like, how do you feel about that?
Wow, that's a good conversation right there. That's a good topic.
Very good.
me personally, sex sells, if anybody ever paid that any attention. You know, sex get all the attention, you know, no matter how you do it, you know. Porn is in, you know, people putting nasty pics on me, whatever, is getting attention. And the girls, these are sexy girls that's being put in these videos. So some people have to feel blame at themselves because how beautiful that they are and the situation in society and life also. So this is like something that can't be, I don't know. Sound good, though.
Thank you for sharing. Definitely, definitely. I mean, I definitely do agree with what you're saying. Sex sells. I embrace it every single day, you know. I just always wanted to hear, you know, other people's sides to how they feel about this topic. So thank you for calling in. Thank you so much. And you finally got to hear my voice and Miss Boss Vibe's voice. So that's always a good thing. I'm definitely going to take the next caller. Last four digits are 3182. You're live on air with Nikki Vibes and Boss Vibes. Last four digits, 3182. You're live on air.
So I already went, but I want to talk to you guys maybe after the show's over about some future shows that we could do. I'm here in D.C., and I was just looking up some information that me and my corporation can incorporate in maybe you guys' talk show.
Oh, thank you, love. Definitely. Do you have Twitter or anything that we could definitely, you know, any type of information you want to leave with us right now so that we can get in contact with you? I'm always
well,
up to networking.
You have my number that you just called out.
All right, well, all I really see is, like, the last. Well, as a matter of fact, I do see your number, so I'm definitely going to take it down. But if you do not hear from me within, like, you know, half an hour after 10 o'clock, you could definitely tweet me at How's Your Head Game. That's H-O-W-S-Y-A-G-A-M-E, How's Your Head Game? And I'll be sure to further talk to you. I definitely have your number, though, so I definitely will get back to you. But thank you again.
All right, no problem.
All right, cool. So I'm definitely going to take the next caller. You're live on air. Last four digits are 1482. You're live on air.
Yo, what's up?
Hey.
What's good with you?
Nothing much, nothing much. You already know me over here grinding, getting it in. How are you? Can you let the callers know who you are and where you're calling from?
Oh, this is Sam Spartan from Bee County, MIA. What's up?
MIA stand up. Hey, so Ms. Boss Vibes, here you go. Another one of our you know, famous followers on Twitter.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
What's good? What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. So, tonight's topic, we saw that, you know, you said you've been listening in, and I definitely would love to hear what, you know, your thoughts on the issue.
I mean, you know, females are always going to be stereotyped regardless. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because this society that we live in, you know what I'm saying, it's been going on for the longest. But honestly, though, like, women, you know, a lot of them overdo it, though. And it looks bad for someone that, you know, who may dress a certain way, who may have a certain look about them. You know what I'm saying? But it's the ones that go overboard that give the rest of them a bad name. You know what I'm saying? Just because a female may dress a certain way don't mean that that's what she be about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically, though, like, not every woman, just because they dress a certain way, that's how they are. You know what I'm saying? But that's how the society is, though, because, like they say, yeah, sex do sell. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people just take it beyond what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is, though.
Thank you. I definitely do agree. You know, I definitely do. I definitely do agree. Thank you for calling in with us, Sam Spartan. You always show me so much love. I will never forget you. Thank you so much. Yes, I definitely want to get into this next caller, and then can y'all let me go pay some bills after that?
But yes, definitely up next. Next caller is last four digits 2153. Live on air with Nikki Byers and Boss Bob.
Hello.
Hello. Can you let the listeners know who this is and where you're calling from?
This is the real Amethyst, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, love. Shout out to you and Team Pretty Moolah.
Yes, big shout out.
Yes, I want to let my listeners know real quick who you are, because she's definitely one of my biggest supporters on Twitter, and I'm actually one of her members in her group, Team Pretty Moolah. So, ladies, if you're pretty, you get that money, definitely hit up at the real Amethyst. She's definitely a cutie pie. So what do you think about tonight's topic, love?
I mean, okay, it bothers me to a certain extent to be, you know, put in a category or whatever based on the Abby. But at the same time, I feel like, fuck it, you know, what can we do about it? Because, you know, like someone said earlier, it is a double standard. The same way how females can call each other, you know, boo and love and stuff like that. But if dudes try that, you know, they're going to be like, nigga, you gay. So, I mean, dudes don't complain about it. So, you know, they got to live by their rules. We got to live by our rules and just keep doing us. And then if anybody got anything to say about it, then they can pucker up and get my ass a few kisses because, I mean, I don't care. So, I mean, hey.
I'm definitely feeling it because, oh, my gosh, yes, a lady that's talking my language, oh, my gosh, exactly, because I definitely do feel the same way. And I know you're one of the people that always comments on my Abbeys. So, you know, I just want to know, honestly, with you from a female perspective, because I'm going to ask a male again, you know, for me, take my name, my Twitter name, and my picture, you know, and you can even, I don't know, you can even take Boss Bob's Angel's picture, you know what I'm saying, her Twitter name, and compare that, and, like, what do you think? Because you see what I'm doing. I'm actually, you know, I'm all media. I'm out there, you know, I'm making a name for myself, doing all, you know, all Bob's Radio and other different things. But I want to know, like, what do you think about my pictures and my happy and you know, Boss Bob?
There is nothing wrong with what you're doing, honey. You're doing your thing. Just keep on doing you. And, I mean, as long as you're not just completely doing, like, pornographic type things, just
no, you never seen that, you won't.
Yeah,
no,
if you don't have anything like that, then you are fine. Like, you're just doing what you feel like you gotta do. You just grinding, and you know, I mean, and then like with the media and stuff like that, sex does sell. I hate to say it, but you gotta be a little sexy. If you have to show a little shoulder or a little belly or something like that, then you're fine. But I mean, as long as you don't have like your coochie all over the place, then. Yeah, nothing to worry about. What these people saying does not matter.
Thank you so much. That was such words of encouragement to me, Mama. It really does make me feel. I mean, I never felt any type of way anyway. But you know, I'm always getting targeted with it. So I was questions like, if it's not my DMs, it's not my, you know, why is that your Twitter name, man? How are you doing this? And you still want people to respect you and do this and do that, you know? But like, you know, like you said again, sex sells, and it has nothing to do with my work ethic at all, like. But thank you so much, love. I'm definitely going to take this next caller. I know I said I wanted to go pay some bills real quick, but I'm loving the feedback from this topic. And last four digits are 3751. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barbs, and Angel Love Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs.
Hey, ladies. It is me, Cedric, from Arkansas.
Hi. You say your name is Nikki from Arkansas?
Yes, Mia Cedric.
How you doing?
Hey, well, one, I just wanted to say, when I saw Nikki Barb's name, How's Your Head Game, I didn't think about sex. It's all in how your mind operates.
Your mind operates
on sex, you think about sex. So I didn't think about it like that. As far as the media and, you know, women are going to be portrayed as whom they are. You can walk around here with something covering you from, you know, like Mary. They dress, I feel, you know, as feminine women. They're safe, but they still dress the way that they dress. They show their curves. Some people say that they are inappropriate. It's all in how your mind works. If your mind works wrong, that's how you're going to think wrong. And so, yeah, it's unfair for women to be treated, you know, I guess as slutty or however because of how they dress or, you know, approach the wrong way because of Abby. But, you know, that's just people. People are stupid sometimes, and That's just what it is, and that's how I feel about it. If you're a lady and you know that you're a lady and you're carrying yourself as such, what everyone else thinks doesn't matter. If you want to put a picture up, you know, showing your hips, you can do that. That's your choice. That's who you are, you know. It's not, I mean, I'm sorry, it's not who you are. That's what you choose to do. It doesn't make who you are, and that's just how I feel about it.
Thank you so much. Boss Bob, do you want to have, you know, do you have anything to add to Missy Centric from, you know, from Arkansas? I'm definitely so glad that she called in.
I just think that it's very important that, you know, the ladies call in and speak up, because a lot of us, you know, especially the more, how should I say, like more attractive females, you know, really need to call in and like speak their mind. Because like I said, like the caller just called in, like she said, you could be dressed from head to toe and someone will still target you and still, you know, try to say things sexually to you. And I definitely disagree with that, because sometimes I'll go out with a long sleeve shirt on and get like vulgar comments, you know. So definitely shout out to her for making those type of connections for us and giving us a different approach to the topic tonight.
Yes, most definitely. Thank you so much, Lala. I'm definitely going to shout you out on Twitter. Yes, thank you for rocking out with us. We do this every Tuesdays and Thursdays, so, you know, feel free to call in. We definitely always have hot topics going on. We always play, you know, unsigned artist music, and we always have things to talk about. So thank you so much. All right, well, Ms. Bosshoff, can you please introduce this next track coming in? Well, the artist, rather, so that we can go pay some goddamn bills. Let's do this at the same damn time, please.
Yes, the next artist is from our interview earlier, Mr. Dole himself, and let's just get it in. I'm eager to hear what he has planned for us. So go ahead, Black, spin that track.
I need 100 models, more bottles.
Throw that bread in the air, bet you want them birds follow.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
I need more liquor, 100 strippers.
Everything in my pocket, can't nobody do it bigger.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
The minimal, baby, my nigga gone. Rose Patron and Cali Crystal Cologne. But honey, my name Dolo. 100 models alone. I'm full throttle, I'm on. The ecstasy got the best of me. Gay rapping my most of it. Wifey, she got the rest of me. Pretty lady, I got the recipe. Blowing money specialty. Blowing it fast, especially. Wait, all these bad bitches for me? They telling me I'm a king. All these rap bitches ain't free. In a telly full of freaks from the belly of the beast. Need 100 bottles of Henny, $10,000 bills. And she will throw it back, that ass popping real. Throw that money, throw it all, I'ma come out. That's a thousand, girl, that money don't run out. That's a thousand, girl, that money don't run out.
Need 100 models, more bottles.
Throw that bread in the air, bet you want them birds follow.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
I need more liquor, 100 strippers.
Everything in my pocket, can't nobody do it bigger.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
You see the scene, you see my dreams. Either fail or succeed, for a player, no in between. And just between you and me, I'm a fucking king. I do my thing, so these cousins can nail and kiss the ring. Where my queens at? Where my ball bitches? That throw stacks, tipping strippers till they lost in it. Clapping asses, club crashing, and we ballin' it. Blowing money like that's your club had a mall in it. Love it, these so don't fall in it. I'm addicted to hard liquor, loud as the guard twist up. Most of these guard strippers. She know I love her to the last song. That cash gone and she tell me I judge her past wrong. Wait, holy bad bitches for me. They tellin'
me I'm a king. These rap features ain't free. So pass me all of the bottles and pass me all of the freak.
I need 100 models, more bottles.
Throw that bread in the air, bet you all them birds follow.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
I need more liquor. Everything in my pocket, can't nobody do it bigger.
Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road. Tonight I'm going broke, make it back to my road.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, man, Dole. That was so awesome. I love that track. What you think about that, Black? That obviously means that it's definitely dope. If Black didn't say nothing, he definitely claps for it. So shout out to you, Dole. Definitely, definitely. BX is, you know, on the come up. I'm definitely loving it. My hometown. So, Black, I mean, how you feeling? What's going on with you?
I'm good. I'm just here just listening to the convo, you know, watching the whole flow of things, and I'm just real happy, just real, you know, I'm just humbled to be, you know, to be here and to actually just see how All Bars Radio is just flourishing and how you guys are grabbing people from all over the country. So, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a great thing, and it's actually real humbling for me, so I definitely enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, you know, I got to bother you and ask you, so what you think? What you be thinking about my Abby's, Black?
So, like, you know, like I've told you before, like, some of the Abby's, you know, it's regular stuff. Like, you know, you got a nice little outfit on, and, you know, you snapped a picture, and a couple may be over the top, but, you know, that kind of comes into the territory of you. So if anyone who actually knows, you know, at times you can be, you know, over the top and you push the envelope, which is, you know, a great characteristic about you, you know. But of course, you know, with how sometimes your average are little racy, and with the name How's Your Head Game, you're going to attract the thirsties, you know, who thinking that, you know, you're on there looking, you know, looking for LA or some shit like that. But other than that, it's, you know, like everyone's been saying, yeah, sex sells, and yes, there's a fine line between sexy and slutty or sexy and whorish, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's all on whoever took that picture and posted, because they knew that it can attract positive attention, it can attract negative attention, but at the end of the day, it was attracting attention. And they know, so when they post a picture, they know, you know, whether it's going to get the good or it's going to get the bad. Like, if I post a pic of some chick I see walking by and she got on a bikini top and Daisy Dukes and her butt is hanging out the top of it, you know, and I post it, I normally get mad likes from dudes because, you know, that's what they're going to say. The girl's like, oh, why would you post such a nasty thing like that? You know, I post just for, you know, just so I can get that interaction between folks.
All right.
So, but at the same time, I'm a guy, and, you know, yeah, sometimes, you know, we like to see that nice shit. You know, we like to see, you know, the girls walk around, you know, and the curve is all cool. Me personally, it's like it's all about, you know, self-control and knowing, you know what I'm saying, just because her Abby, she has a thong on and she's all in baby oil and she has a Twitter name like I Suck and Swallow, doesn't mean if you go out of her, she's going to do it to you. You know what I mean? It's just all on you. Just get to know the person. You know, try to get in their head before you try to get to the head. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Thank you so much, Black. You know, I definitely have to get feedback on that. I'm going to actually comment on, you know, Angel Love tweets, Abby's. You know, I think all her Abby's are beautiful, and I believe that when I look at her Abby's,
definitely I see sex styles, and I also see a very strong, you know, ambitious woman when I do look at these. You know, we're two different people. We have two different types of styles, and, you know, my Twitter name is basically the bad one, sir, and hers is the good one. But, you know, I definitely did, you know, I definitely do, you know, since we're talking about Abby's, I definitely do respect your Abby's, and I never prejudge, and I never looked at them like, you know, damn, here's this girl, my co-host, my business partner, and she's, like, so, like, triple XX, like, you know, and her name is Angela Sweet. You know, and I just wanted to, like, you know, have you let everybody know, Angel, what you mentioned to me about my Twitter name and me having, like, on a certain type of outfit in it. It just won't go.
As far as, you know, your name is concerned and your Abby, this is how I feel. I feel like if you were this person from the beginning, obviously it brought the attention for them to follow you. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like... pretty much I feel like this. People will respect you more when you're real. So if what you are is a sex symbol and you're portraying yourself as being, you know, look, I'm very comfortable in my skin, this is who I am, you know, then that's what it is. You know, it's only, in my opinion, when you switch up and you become someone that you're not where it should be a problem. You know, like your avatars, as long as I've known you, I've always loved your avatars, you know. You have what you have showing, but then it's always like a twist. So you're not like 100% me, you know. And people just need to respect the game. At the end of the day, this is the entertainment business. And I sometimes put up photos, and it is what it is. Sex sells, and the first thing you're going to do is look towards people who are attractive. And it's working for you, and it's working for me, and as long as it's working, you know, I mean, that's me being honest. As long as it's working, then, my opinion, I really don't care, you know, what anyone else has to say in that aspect. But, you know, to all the ladies who choose to do them in whatever industry that they're in, as long as you, you know, do it from your heart and you represent, I mean, it's how you make your money, it's how you make your money, and who are they to judge?
Exactly, and thank you again for that, you know, that confirmation. You know, to my sister, we always talk. We always talk about these things, you know, because exactly, you know, we represent all bars, and, you know, we definitely are all business, all women, and we definitely, you know, we embrace our inner beauty, our outer beauty, you know, like I said, again, it has nothing to do with our work ethics or us being women first. You know, I definitely want to stress that to all my female followers who definitely, you know, do get prejudged all the time or get, you know, questioned or sometimes get, you know, ticked off because a nigga came at them on the wrong tip because of what he thought she meant. May, you know, may be or could be in his eyes. And, you know, just to the ladies that are doing, you know, anything positive, keep doing it. You know why you do what you do, so just embrace it because I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And, you know, every sex sells, and that's just it. We're in 2012, goddammit. But definitely want to, you know, I just want to have, you know, do you have anything to say, Boss Bob? Because I know you got to get out of here, and I know you definitely do have to get back to all of our business recipients that are hitting us up as we speak, and I definitely need you to get on that because you definitely do have a long day ahead of you tomorrow, and so do I, and I definitely want to keep all business contacts and networking, you know, up to date. So is there anything you want to say to everyone that's listening before you get out?
Yes, I just want to thank everyone for calling in and really, you know, going in on our topic for tonight. And you can follow me, Boss Barb, a.k.a. Angel Love Sweets, on Twitter. And also, ladies, remember, beauty is not just skin deep. It's a way of life. And fellas, please embrace the beauty. So this is Boss Barb saying good night. And if you would like to contact me, just send me a DM, and I'll holla.
Good night. Love you. Thank you.
Love you more. Good night.
Good night. Definitely black. So we got about like a little over 10 minutes. What would you just like to say to all? Oh, yes, definitely. How was your actual Memorial Day, buddy? Because I didn't get to see you even though we were trying to get up. What did you do?
My Memorial Day, it was cool. You know, I had some more of my people's, as far as from pregame ready, we came down and we got a lot of stuff put down on paper as far as planning, taking the show, and, you know, traveling and stuff, and a couple of my people, they definitely wanted to see what All Balls was up to, so possibly, hopefully, there'd be some type of interaction, so therefore, say, if Black is in Miami while you guys are there, or something like that. But it's been a whole lot of stuff going on. I'm in the process of trying to get some extra people as far as my show, Pre-Game Radio, also even for All Barter and You Not Share the Love. So if I come across some dope, I'll just, you know, I'll share with the ladies because I do embrace the beauty.
Definitely.
So I just try to, you know, like I said, get it all out there. And people, and most times, they don't even check in to hear my shit. They check in to listen to y'all, so it's all good.
That's so not true, Black. Because, I mean, definitely my show wouldn't even be a show if it wasn't for you and your show. So shout out to you and Pre-Game Radio, you know, always holding it down. Definitely you are rocking with me, Nikki Vibes, and my buddy over here, my ace Kun Kun at Brooklyn Black. You are live on Pre-Game Radio. Call us in 347-857-4302. We're definitely on here just elaborating on our topic for tonight. And, Black, I know one thing. I better not see you and your Ivy with your goddamn shirt off and your boxes hanging down to your Viva.
Look. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? People know, you know, I'm not a session individual, you know what I'm saying? I know my limits. You know, that's not what I do. Like, you're not going to catch me, you know, putting up pictures fresh out the gym and shit like that. Like, you're not going to catch me doing that. You know?
Why not? But see, I mean, but if that's what you want to, you know what I'm saying? But if that's what you want to do, though, if you fresh coming out the gym and you like, damn, like, yo, nigga, look at this shit. Like, I'm cut. And you want to put that up in your Ivy because you don't, you know, want to just show, you know, a more up-to-date picture of yourself, oh, you know, feel free to do that. But I just said, I better not see you like that. And, like, you know, you trying to be on your Maxwell shit, like, that I better not see, because then I'm just kind of like,
that's that light-skinned dude stuff, and that's, you know, that's still, you know, that's not what I do. Like I said, I know my limits, like, the most. I may catch me on Twitter, just me in a T-shirt or me in a white beater, something like that, but you're not going to catch me picture in the mirror or up in the, with the cuts. And, like, that's not what I do. I'm not knocking the dudes who do that because they do that to get the women to follow them or get the women to get likes or to preview their mixtape or whatever they're doing. But with me, I pretty much attract my listeners, my fans by the shit that I say, you know, not the
that's what you said. You definitely do, but you're sexy too, Black. You know you're sexy, you know it. And stop talking about light-skinned people when that's what light-skinned people do. Like, I ain't. I could definitely show you a couple of dark-skinned niggas that.
Nah,
are
don't even do that. You ain't show me that.
No, definitely. Like, for real. Like, you know, it's not even a game. So stop saying light-skinned because definitely dark-skinned niggas do it, too. I think dark-skinned niggas do it the most because they be trying to show up like their sexy chocolateness. But.
Well, that's not, like I said, that ain't me. Like, you know, if it does come to that, if somebody had to take a picture of me, like, I might have been out the gym or I'm out fucking around or whatever because Black don't even do the beach. Black don't do the pool. Black is, you know, as much as Black is out in the public, I'm more laid back. I'm in the background. I'm not a, you know, really a foreground type of person. You know, like, I'll just chill.
I just think the Ivy's, like, that people post of them, like, sitting on the toilet and stuff like that. Like, I just don't get it, you know, like, or people, like, you know, posting Ivy's of, like, them with somebody else, like, pretending to, like, you know, have sex. I mean, it's entertaining. It's funny, but I mean, to me, those are, like, kind of weird Ivy's. If, I mean, you know, you're going to be on the toilet. But I let the whole world see how you look when you doing the damn thing. I don't know. And people be asking me, too, like, oh, can you make me a fan sign? Damn it, y'all should be making me fan signs. That's all I'm going to say.
And you know what? I'm not going to, I love, I love the fan signs. You know, I get on my fan.
I only got one. Oh my god! And it's actually from, he's my Twitter crush. You know, at what is it? I Tweet for Love. Like he's my Twitter crush, and he has definitely made me one. But I only got one though. I'm kind of jealous a little bit.
Yep.
That you have more than me. You have girls putting your name on their breasts and stuff. I guess to get a girl to do that for me.
Yeah, but you got more Twitter followers though, so it you know.
Yeah, but exactly. So I should have more fan size than you, and I don't. There's something wrong with that.
You gotta put it out on Twitter more. Like
dark skin niggas, they get all the fan size, I guess, and then the light skin people just get all the mentions.
Yeah. You know, if that's what you want to call it, Miss Nikki Bobs, I'm not gonna argue with you, something like that. you know that's not me. I'm not one to argue. You know, you say that's what it is. It's what it is. You got it.
I think you should just tell your friends though to make me some fan signs. I think it'd be fun. I would tweet the best one. I'll actually put the one that I like the most as my background, or somehow, some way, get one of these people that be trying to do my abbeys, like they be telling me, like, oh, I could do this with your pictures, blah, blah, to somehow, some way, collage it. And I advertise it. But, I mean, it is what it is, though. I think fan signs are cool. I just would like to receive some more instead of me getting always asked to make the fan signs for them. That's all. But it's cool, though. Black, what you got planned for this upcoming week? What's going on with your show this weekend?
Well, as of right now, June 1st, we definitely going to have a show going. I'll let you guys know who our feature artist will be. And Saturday, June 2nd, I actually have a meeting out in the Bronx, which may take a little bit longer, but if I'm back at the helm in time, definitely will be in the building for pregame radio June 2nd. But if not, of course, Epps will definitely be there to hold it down. And just to host, to rock out like she normally does when she has to. That's one thing I could definitely say about Epps. You know, she hates being at the forefront. She hates, she hates to be, the one live and direct in the front. She would rather just be in the background and give her a little 1-2, but when she has to step up, she does it. She does it without fail every time, so I can never, ever, falter. She's there when I need her, just like all the other pregame radio staff, from Lady Steel down to OTM Hoffa, even to the homie Primo Stack. So it's definitely a good thing, but we got a whole bunch of stuff in. Actually, next big thing for pregame radio will be our Michael Jackson tribute going down the weekend of June 25th to commemorate his the 3-year anniversary. We'll just be showing up to MJ, playing his music, and talking about all things Michael, because that's just what we do here.
I'm definitely gonna call in and request my favorite MJ song. Definitely going to do that. Can't wait till you do that. But, yes, Black, so like I said again, definitely appreciative of having you. I can't wait for our show on Thursday. We do this on All Bobs Radio every Tuesday and Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm always talking about anything, and I'm even up to even taking you your ideas as far as topics, questions, if you have anything that you want to get off your chest, on Thursdays I dedicate my show to everyone as far as, unsigned artists, anyone, poets, whatever. If you want to just call in and just say hello and that's it, that's fine with me. I always want to hear how you're doing, how was your day, because anybody that calls into me, I consider them my supporter, and I'm definitely show love back. So, Black, Thursday for Thursday too. Make sure we get some callers to call in, because I actually want to do a little competition. Being that we've been successful on All About Radio with, the people calling in singing a cappella, I actually have a couple of people that have been hitting me up since then about, actually getting the chance to come on and do so. So you definitely have to remind me about keeping that in the rotation and blasting that for Thursday.
Definitely, definitely. And also to all the artists and anyone who submits music, press kits, all of that stuff, just please put your, like, your Twitter name in the subject line and just send us tracks. Please don't send us hyperlinks because hyperlinks take forever to process. Just send us the actual track, pregameradio@gmail.com, or you can, you know, CEO Nikki Balls@gmail. Either way, we'll get it. And, you know, I keep saying because some of the emails come across my desk.
Yeah, and you guys, I know you guys, I mean, it's cute that you're sending me little notes and stuff like that. I see them, and I be wanting to respond back, but sometimes I do have to push all my emails to specific people just so that you guys are heard, and they be like, oh, shoot, okay. All right, because they was talking to you here. So send your music, send all of that MP3 format, please. And make sure you do subject your name, your Twitter name, in the subject so that we do know who to, you know, reach out to if we don't get a, you know, an email from you that you have been somewhere. I could definitely, you know, ask you on Twitter or send you a DM to check it out, or, you know, I'm waiting on your response. So definitely send that in, because what we do is we have our listeners call in, we have you call in, and we definitely play your music and we give feedback, we critique it. You know, Black let you know if this is some bullshit or if he likes it. Most likely he'll give you the round of applause, so definitely send that in.
Yeah, so just definitely get it done. You know, we got about 5 minutes left, Miss Nikki Boss, CEO, boss lady. So, you know, me personally, I would like to spend something, but this is your house right now.
Yes, because that's for me, yes, the Barber's Mansion, of course, that's me all day, this is my shit. Yes, before we get out of here, I just want to take one more last commercial break before I get back on and tell all my lovelies out there good night and to sleep tight. So let's just go to another commercial break, play that shit, DJ, let's go.
Dim your light, light your blunt, grab your cup, do what you're doing, just vibe out. Sometimes I feel I'm losing it. I don't know if I'm destined for this music shit. Fuck this music shit. I'd rather sit on a block watching for cops, cause I know I'm doing foolishness. Wait, what the fuck I'm talking about? Like driving with four flats, I'ma grind it out. Some thought I wouldn't make it out my mama's house. Now my thoughts are building the foundation for my mama's house. Damn, I don't think y'all understand. Sometimes I doubt myself like I ain't the man. I leave it up to God, I know he got a plan. But it's moving too slow like a traffic jam. LP tell me just be patient, but this shit is slowly killing me, ain't patient. It's like the more time it takes, the more hate, and now my duty is calling for this game, no PlayStation. I tend to ask myself, is this what you want? Then I wait for a reply and I hope it's blunt. To make the people happy, give them what they want, but that don't happen every day like a walk of punt. If you look in my eyes, you'll see what I see. You'll see the struggles, you'll see the robberies. You'll probably see a shootout in broad day. A drug transaction happen right there in your hallway. Yeah, this is life as I see it. Opposite of good, but a lot closer to decent. Some people begging silver because money they really need it. If they don't survive. So who gon' pay that bereavement? I'm not. Why not? I don't got it. I'm pop, sit down like a bunch of excuses. Exactly what I'm feeling when it comes to this music. Shit, like Nike, just do it. I might not be winning, but I'm certainly not losing. I'm learning from this game and I'm trying to be a good student. But my mind goes everywhere, so attention, I start to lose it. I gotta stay focused, stop playing. Make sure the people understand what I'm saying. Make something happen now, homie, stop waiting. If you're ever gonna go from the BX to greatness, I'm just saying.
That was definitely my boy D Dave. Shout out to him, Big Boy Management. Yes, that is my team. Anybody knows me, they know Big Boy Management. They can definitely look that up, and that's Big with two G's. Don't ever forget the second G, because you'll most likely be looking up somebody else. Yes, and if you ever want to, yes, BX to the greatness. Like, definitely BX is really on the rise. I'm so proud to be, you know, from the Bronx and see, you know, such the great talent that they are coming out with. It just makes me so happy to be from the Bronx. Shout out to all the other boroughs, too. You know, I definitely fuck with y'all, other states, other countries, everywhere. Everybody's talented in their own ways, wherever they are. And just keep doing your thing. Keep grinding. Keep shining. And do the damn thing. So, Black, before we get out of here, before I even let you say anything, I definitely want to shout out my love, Mia Moore, Vinny. I know you're listening. Thank you, Boo, for listening all the time. You've been here from episode 1. This is like episode 5 now. So I definitely do, you know, I definitely do appreciate you and all that you do, and your support for me is so heavy, because you believe in me, I think, more than I believe in myself. And when I do sometimes get frustrated and aggravated with all the things that I do got going on, you always remind me that to keep going. So I definitely do love you for that, and I will never forget about you. I can't. Vinny. But, shout out to my Twabby, too, who stays calling me while I'm on air. But we'll get that together soon. But, yes, Black, before we do get out of here, is there anything you'd like to say?
Nah, pretty much. Big shout out to everyone who tuned in from D.C. down to Arkansas and back up again. And y'all know what I always say, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. Arrive alive, don't drink or drive. Y'all already know the deal. But
yes,
other than that, just follow me on Twitter, man.
Definitely follow at Brooklyn Black and also at Pregame Radio. That's pregame_radio. And yes, it's me signing out, Nikki Barbs. I had a wonderful night with you guys and girls. And just, yes, embrace your inner beauty, your outer beauty. I've learned from this today. Don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say. Keep doing you. And I will definitely take that and apply that in my daily life. And I'm going to keep doing me. All Barbs Radio, tune in with us Thursday. Same call-in number, same time, into time. Send in that music so you can get your shit played on my show. Because, yes, I have a lot of people listening from all over. Shout out to the UK that's listening to me right now. I don't even know what time it is over there, but yes, I believe it is daytime, so shout out to them. Good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Have a good one. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.